This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
100 people were shot in the city of Chicago this past weekend. According to Chicago police, 18 people died in that violence. The numbers are shocking, and yet they are similar to many weekends this year and previous years. Eddie Bocanegra is an anti-violence worker. He's the senior director of the Heartland Alliance program called Ready Chicago. It's a gun violence prevention initiative that provides therapy, jobs, and other social services to people at risk of committing or being victims of violence. Eddie, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
From your vantage point, what do you think is driving these high levels of shootings?
I think there's a couple of things that are happening right now. One is definitely the issues around COVID and the aftermath. And then the second thing that I would probably also state is, you know, with everything that's happening right now with George Floyd, all the number of incidents that we've had with police and community, that's also another major issue that we're, our city and other cities alike are grappling with right now, is the mistrust of institutions, not just law enforcement, but institutions in general.
Ready Chicago, your group works with people who are at high risk of being involved in violence. How are they doing this summer?
Well, this year so far, I mean, thank God we've had a better year than we did last year. Unfortunately, last year between Memorial Day weekend and the 4th of July weekend, we lost 5 participants in our program. We had about almost a dozen shot. And so I think about how are we learning? How are we pivoting? How are we using data to inform our strategies as well? You know, this past weekend, 100 shootings, you know, nearly 20 homicides. That's happening almost every single weekend in our city. And we're not just waiting for tomorrow to see what happens. We are taking what we've learned in the last year, in the last 2-3 years, to just inform our strategy, inform how we're engaging young people, you know, who we need to be engaging, how do we engage our families, how do we think about other services like housing? There's a lot of instability with many of the men that we work with. And when you think about that 80% of our men, for example, have been victims of violence, with 1/3 of them being victims of gun violence, the kind of intervention that is required has to be one that really recognizes the trauma that they've actually inherited or are still grappling with. And so there is no cookie cutter solution.
When you're faced with a summer like the summer we're having in the previous summer, where every weekend is like the 4th of July almost in terms of violence, how do you keep the anti-violence workers motivated?
Well, that's a hard one, especially when this issue hits close at home. You know, we had one of my colleagues, his niece was just killed about a month ago. Too often we see our own colleagues struggling with this issue. And so one thing that I would recommend is, like, you know, the same kind of support and care that we give often first responders like law enforcement and others. Now, we have to think about what a lot of our frontline staff are also grappling with. How do we support them? Because there is a life shelf to this kind of work.
You also mentioned that there's really no cookie cutter solution for the violence that we see in the summer in Chicago. What can we do as individuals?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we could do. I think the first is that we have to really empathize and put ourselves in this position of the people that are grappling with this issue. Too often we create divisions. Too often we say, this is not us. This is not my neighborhood. I live in Winnetka, Deerfield, whatever the case is, Lincoln Park. But the truth is that there is a ripple effect. And every single time there's an incident, it has an impact across the state, across our country. You know, we're spending too much money as taxpayers, right, to address this issue. And we're not addressing it in the right way. And for your audience to also think about accountability for government. You know, how are government spending those resources? You know, how are they maximizing? So it's important for them to raise those questions, raise those concerns in their platforms that they actually have with their own legislators. I think the other part is that whatever gifts you have, there's so many ways that we can multiply that. Reach out to your local nonprofit organizations who are working on these issues.
That's Eddie Bocanegra, the senior director of the Heartland Alliance program, Ready Chicago. Eddie, great to talk with you. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your service as well.